one and all, to put our hands together and clap them till they bleed, as Roy and HG says, to welcome this gentleman to the program.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey,
it's Richard Pasco who joins us this morning to talk all things tech. Good morning.
Good morning. How can you top an introduction like that? I think that thank you, Adam. That was wonderful.
Oh,
so one of the best in all the years in radio. One of the best introductions I've ever had.
Well, I'm glad I made it up completely on the fly because the things that are meant to record our program aren't recording at the moment, so I had to stumble for time. Not to
there we go.
Not to draw back the curtains, but there you go.
Just before we start, a very quick thing on there.
Yes.
Right, just for listeners out there. How many levels of a game have you ever got to when you've played it?
Ooh, I don't. Maybe seven. I don't know. 70 at Tetris. I don't know.
I met somebody on the weekend called Amanda,
right?
And she has done 4,010 levels of a game called Panda Pop. She's actually got to the stage now where she. Wait for the update for the game to keep going.
Wow. That would mean that would get into your dreams, that sort of dedication, wouldn't it?
It stunned me. It really did. And I said, how often do you play it? Oh, maybe 10 minutes a day. She just belts through it.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. That's what,
The wife and I decided to spice things up, and we downloaded Two Dots. For a bit, and I think we got up to 65 and went, oh, yeah, that'll do. Let's just watch some telly instead.
Anyway. There you go, 4,010.
4,010.
Any listeners out there that can beat that, please ring Adam.
Right, yes, indeed, 1-800-018-125. I would love to know that. Now, let's talk about antivirus. It seems to be a thing for actual people at the moment, but computers as well. How many antivirus things do you need to whack on? Is it the more the merrier, or do they cancel each other out?
No, we only need one, and I still see people with more than one commercial antivirus out there, so they've got a Norton and a McAfee on there.
Right.
Because they think it's going to protect their computer. It actually slows down your computer, causes serious issues as well. It can stop Windows Update working. Now,
right.
A commercial antivirus is one that you pay for as well, so we don't include Defender in this, which comes free with Windows 10, as it Defender doesn't work until the commercial antivirus stops working. So there's a problem with it. Defender sticks his hand up and says, we can take this from here. So you only need one. If you've got more than one on there, get rid of the other one.
Okay. Now, you do very well at not leaning towards a preferred antivirus, but you are against a few.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm going to see somebody on Thursday who's got the dreaded Avast on there as well.
Ooh.
So let's run down AVG, Avast, Avira. Get rid of it. Do your computer a favour. Your computer will actually talk back to you and say, thank you for removing that. I feel much better now.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. Now, if you are a developer of an antivirus software, don't let it start with the letter A and then everything.
No,
that'll be fine.
No.
Now, Windows updates, they're important. They make sure that your computer's not only running optimally and that the programs are right, but they're safe as well. How often should we make sure these things are on there?
People believe in Windows 10 that it's automatic. I'd still say once a month. It's not a bad idea to go and check updates. Windows updates, first line of defense against getting an infection on your computer, because hackers target holes in the operating system, which is why we have updates to plug those holes.
Right.
So if you go in there and you've got updates to install, but they don't install on your computer, you've got to go and find out why they don't. So restart the computer, do a scan of the computer with your antivirus just in case it is an infection, because infections stop the updates working. Now, if updates are now, you know, if they're still not working, you need to go on and get that fixed, because it will build up, and in the end, you'll have issues with your computer.
Okay, good one. Now, there's things also on a computer that stick around and do nasty damage. If you're already infected or you've got some software that's a bit naughty, how do you get rid of it?
As well as Defender on your computer, Microsoft actually bundle all of these subjects are all up on the website right now for
Great.
People, so you'll be able to go along and see it all. It's all up there right now. So as well as Defender on your computer, Microsoft actually bundle a thing in there called the Malicious Software Removal Tool, which I think is a great idea. So you can run it if you want a second opinion.
Okay.
So, you know, you think there's something wrong with it, but you're not quite sure. So you just want, you know, it's like getting a second opinion at the doctor. This is really is what it's like. But the trick with this is you don't find it in your program files at all. It's not there. You won't see it. You need to use what's called the run command on there to actually activate it and make it work. So you put your finger on the Windows key and R, little box comes up and you type in MRT and it comes to life.
Great.
Then it's there. Then you can do a quick scan, a full scan, or a customized scan. I would do a full scan. It could take several hours because it goes all over your computer. It then gives you the results. It removes stuff if it finds it as well. So, but again, all the instructions are up on the website for people so they can go along and get that second opinion today.
Brilliant. That website, of course, is adelaidetechguy.com.au. That's adelaidetechguy.com.au. If you're thinking that there's some stuff on your computer that is a bit dodge, or whether you're thinking about your antivirus software and what the right one would be, then head on to that website and check it out for yourself, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard, thank you, mate. And another week of just lounging about, safe in the knowledge that your footy team's on top of the table.
Yeah, 21 weeks. We've been on top of the premiership table this week. I just thought I'd slide
good game
that in
on
for
the
you.
Weekend, though. Good game.
It was one of the best games of AFL you will see. If you haven't seen it, I would try and catch up with it. It's that good a game.
Yeah, I actually turned it over from the rugby league game because my team was getting absolutely pumped. So it was nice to watch. As is nice to listen to you, sir, each and every week. We'll catch you up next week.
Look forward to it, Adam.
That is Richard Pascoe, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Plenty more of the best songs of all time coming up, and